Kaya Biz with Gugule Tumfupi on Kaya 959.
Well, there's been some interesting moves of accountability that have been made by the FSCA, the Financial Sector Conduct Authority, who have imposed an administrative penalty of 50 million rand on Viceroy Research. This is a short seller company, a trading firm, that essentially had made some commentary that is damaging and false, as described by the FSCA, against Capitec Bank. Well, to help us unpack the story and reflect on a journey that has been quite long, stems from 2018. We joined on the line by Brandon Topham. He's a divisional executive of investigations and enforcements at the FSCA, FSCA, Financial Sector Conduct Authority. Brandon, thank you so much for your time this evening, sir.
Good evening. It's always a pleasure.
Great to speak to you. And I guess we might have a few listeners who might be Capitec clients, those who might be shareholders of Capitec, and might not recall what actually took place back in 2018 with Viceroy. Help us by providing a little bit more context before we take a look at the fine that's been issued.
Well, Viceroy is an analyst company. So they prepare reports on various companies, and then people use that to make decisions to buy, sell a share, or in this case, to short a share. And back in 2018, I think the report was called A Wolf in Sheep's Clothing. And a wolf in sheep's clothing, that's correct. And a result of which the Capitec share price collapsed for some time, and then they did recover because they were well supported. They came out and they defended their financial statements, and even the Reserve Bank stepped in to give assurances to the market. But the nature of our Financial Markets Act is that we cannot issue false and misleading statements against any listed company in South Africa. And that's what we imposed the fine for today. So we've been investigating quite thoroughly for some time, and eventually we concluded the matter.
Indeed. And I guess take us into the confidence regarding these investigations, because for many we might be sitting thinking, oh, well, what's in it for Viceroy? But as you said, they are short trading companies, so a decline in Capitec's share price would most likely work in their favour, depending on their positions. Are these some of the elements that you identified in your investigations?
Well, in this case, they actually just write the report. They didn't take a short position, but they did have a contract in place with another organisation that takes a short position and then gives them, how shall we say, a bit of a kickback.
Sure.
And they make quite a bit of money in this regard.
But, sounds like an incentive to me, yeah?
Yes. So obviously our interest in that is making sure our financial markets are fairly priced. So if you recall the spinal fine which we issued the other day, which is over a billion rand, which was reduced, limited downwards, the Tonga Hewlett fine was for a similar transgression. In that case, the company itself published financial statements were false and or misleading. In this case, as a bit of a precedent set, that it was an analyst that wrote a report about a company and made allegations that were, in our opinion, they should have known better. That's why we're holding them accountable.
Let's talk about the sense of accountability. It's a fine. Any imprisonments that might take place?
Sorry, what was that?
Let's talk about the accountability. You are fining them to hold them to account, but any arrests or prison time?
Whilst it is a criminal offence due to breach the Financial Markets Act, and we haven't made a decision whether we will open up criminal charges yet. We generally do, but in this circumstances, the partnership is based in New York. The partners live in Australia, London, and America, if I'm correct. So it would probably be a pointless exercise to try to go after them criminally. And the fine of 50 million rand would be taken into account by the court in any event. Mm-hmm. And therefore, it would be very unlikely, considering that the maximum criminal sentence that can be imposed is 50 million out of interest. It probably won't be criminal in this case. It's just, you know, we're taking your money. And I think internationally it's found to be the best practice. If people break the law, the best way to hold them accountable is to take their money.
Valid point, and I'm glad that you even explained very briefly, and I'm hoping you can elaborate on this further, the 50 million, how you quantify this amount. You mentioned that it might be a maximum.
And in this, if it was a criminal court, there is a 50 million rand imposed in the Act, in the Financial Sector Act, it's another Act. But our law doesn't cap our administrative things because they're not considered criminal in nature, they're civil in nature. And it sets out a lot of things which you've got to take into account. Mm. The most important is that we have to deter this kind of conduct.
Mm.
So that was the major thing. What amount of money would be serious enough to stop another analyst company or even a journalist, a financial journalist that decided to make reckless statements or without, in our opinion, following enough due diligence processes to test their facts before making the allegations. And it's, you know, it's not a science. It's not like in other cases that you can take a percentage of turnover or something like that. It's really, unfortunately, it's a very subjective amount.
Yes.
And we've given a lot of guides in the Act, make sure that it deters this conduct. That's the primary thing. And how cooperative are they with us, et cetera. And in this case, you know, we had to even bring in our international fellow regulators of SEC in America to assist us and so on. So the fine is not a fine, and they are welcome to challenge the penalty which was imposed. If they're right in terms of our law, and they've got 30 days to challenge it to our tribunal. And maybe the tribunal could agree that the fine is too low. The tribunal could disagree and say it's too high or too low.
Indeed. Brandon, I'm glad that you elaborated on that to really provide a lot more context. But I'm also keen to understand how this shows us, number one, I guess how the FSCA as an authority and regulator in the market really takes quite seriously allegations that might be made by companies against companies in the financial services sector in South Africa. And how, number two, you work together and intensively investigate the authenticity of the financial statements of banks and financial service providers in South Africa to make sure that they are quite indeed well-run and oiled machines that will not lead to losses for their clients and shareholders.
Yeah, I mean, people sometimes think this is a victimless crime as such, manipulation of financial markets. But you don't realize that your pension fund is affected. So when people make manipulative moves in the market, play with the share price, et cetera, it affects your pension at the end of the day. People, if they, for instance, if you're an investor, you're an asset manager or something, and you say, hang on, where there's smoke, there must be fire. Mm. And they make a bad decision. They sell the share before they should have sold it and realize losses or there's various cases that could happen. So the actual man in the street is heavily affected by price manipulation and manipulation of share prices and other forms of market abuse, which is covered by the Financial Markets Act. And that's why, yes, we do take any transgression of a financial sector law seriously, because it affects the pensioners, it affects the children who have been put through school by their grandparents in some cases, in many cases in South Africa, et cetera. And that's why I like to say, you know, they say death and taxes are the only certainties in life, and I'm trying to get people to understand in the FSCA. You know, it'll take a bit of time for us to get through the constitutional rights and to make sure that we do a thorough investigation, but we think we've got a pretty track record at the moment of getting our man as such, and we'll keep on taking our mandate seriously to protect the man in the street.
Certainly. And I think that's what we need to hear, South Africans. We're well aware that these investigations take time, but it's thorough. It's a deep process that requires full investigations and clarity and transparency from all participants to really make sure that once that final decision that is made, as you say, there's clarity and full understanding as to where the misalignments might have taken place. Brandon, thank you so much for your time, not only giving us some insight into the FSCA and I guess how you manage the financial services environment as a regulator, but also providing context regarding this new story that you've shared, the FSCA implementing a fine of 15 million rand against Viceroy Research, a company that had published commentary which was found to be damaging and false remarks about Capitec and its financial standing. A big thank you to our guest this evening, Brandon Topham, Divisional Executive for Investigations and Enforcement at the Financial Sector Conduct Authority.
Kaya Biz with Guguletu Mfupi.
Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. on Kaya 959.